问你说你是谁，你要怎么回答
？If someone come up to you in front of you and ask you who are you, who are you, what's your response？
我不知道大家会不会一下子答不出来。
I don't know whether you will suddenly stunned and don't know what to say。
有一次，我太太要坐飞机出差。
One time, my wife had to go, had to go a business trip and flying.
然后那个时候，我就载着我太太开到飞机场。
At that time, I drive my wife to the airport.
下飞机之前，他要下车之前，我跟他说：“太太，我没有钱。”
And before she departs, I told my wife I don't have any money.
所以我太太 Michelle 就拿了100块，就是给我。
So Michelle gave me a $100 bill.
结果他一出车的时候，警察来了。
But when he left the car, the police came.
他说你是谁？
Who are you?
我一下答不出来，我不知道我怎么回答。
I don't know what to say. Suddenly, I'm stunned. I don't know what to.
因为我不知道我应该说什么。
I don't know what should I supposed to say.
哎，还好我太太马上说他是我丈夫，他要钱。
But thank God that my wife was saying in front of the policeman, say he's my husband. He need money.
哦，我经常被问我是你是谁这个问题。
So a lot of time I'm asking who are you this kind of question.
因为我的手机的号码是放在教会的网站上面。
Because my cell phone number is put on the website and the church website.
但是同时我又把我手机的号码给了公司需要任何人解答问题的这个网站上。
So also I was also have my cell phone number posted on the my IBM website the best for the for.Anyone ask me any question?
然后我就会发生一个非常奇怪的现象。
And I find out it's a really strange occurrence.
就是人家一打电话给我的时候，他第一个问题说你是谁。
The first question when they call, they asking who are you?
哎，大家有没有接过一个电话？那个对方打分明打电话给你，然后问你说你是谁
？Did you ever receive that phone call? Someone calling you and asking you who are you?
然后我就答不出来，因为我不知道。对方是谁
？Then I don't know what to answer because I don't know who's that person asking me that question.
我也不知道他是卖广告的吗？他是做广告的人吗
？I don't know whether it's an advertisement or what.
因为我知道我回答他真正知道的答案，他并不是说我是要知道我的名字。
I know the real reason is they're not really to know my name.
我在最近几年我也有很多的机会我必须、因为、种种的需要我必须要去法庭
For the many reasons I have to go to a court for this past year
有的时候我必须要去警察局我的有的时候需要去急诊室
I have to go to the police station and also have to go to a clinic、
有的时候我也必须要到学校有的时候我是去学校演讲
Sometimes I go to school, and then sometimes I give a lecture in the school.
然后每当我到这一种机构的时候，我在门口的时候就会被警卫拦下来。
So after many occasions, sometimes in the front of the gate and the door, I was asked, was being stopped.
然后警卫就问我说：“你是谁？”
Then the security asked me, "Who are you?"
哦，很多时候实际上我真的不知道怎么回答，说我是谁。
A lot of time, I just don't know what to say.
因为我不知道在那一刻我应该是扮演哪一个角色。
Because I don't know what kind of role I play in that.
我也不知道我应该是谁，我应该是谁呢
？I don't know. I don't know who I supposed to be at that moment.
但是最近一次我去医院的时候，我却非常清楚，我知道我是谁。
But one time I experienced one experience when I go to a hospital. I really know who am I.
就是去年十一月底的时候，我爸爸突然进了急诊室。
And in that moment, it was last year. It was on October, end of October. My father was in the emergency room.
他在那边已经昏迷两天了。
He was comatose 2 days.
所以那一天晚上刚好我在那边是轮到我代替我姐姐，我在那边等于值班看我爸爸。
So at that night, I was rotating with my sister. I have to go to see my father.
但我是非常紧张，非常忧心我爸爸的身体状况。
At that moment, I was worried, and I was really worried about my father's condition.
那到晚餐的时间，我就匆匆忙忙的冲出医院外面去要吃点东西。
So at the dinner time, I quickly go outside and grab something to eat.
等到我回来的时候
，When I come back,
护士已经轮班了。
The nurse is already changed the shift.
所以当我要进到我爸爸的那个急诊室的 那个角落的时候
So when I have to go to where my father lay in that corner
然后那个护士就把我拦下来说你是谁
But at the moment the nurse blocked me and saying who are you
那这次我实在很急了因为我觉得我爸爸每一分钟都需要我在旁边
But at that moment I was so hurried I worry about because my father's in comatose and every minute counts、so、
我就没有讲我的名字
I didn't even say my name
我就指着里面的人说他是我爸爸，我是他儿子，我要进去。
Then I was point to the direction where my father lay and say, "I'm his son. He's my father. I need to see him."
这是我第一次到医院的时候，我讲话是最有最知道我自己在讲什么，我知道最有自信的一次。
And that moment at that time is I have feel was so self confident. I know what I'm talking about.
结果就在那一刻。
And but at that moment.
我爸爸在里面听到我的声音的时候
At the moment I see my father at the bed hear my voice
突然开始招手了
Waving his hand
哎呀对我来说实在不可思议啊
To me it's speechless I couldn't think unthinkable
因为他已经昏迷了
Because my father was in coma
在昏迷这几天他已经瘦弱的不成人形了
In a coma, in that whole time, he was so thin, and couldn't recognize him.
突然听到我的声音，他愿意招手了。
Suddenly, he heard my voice, and he waving his hand. He
was. 然后这护士马上就让我进去。
And then the nurse hurry let me go in.
我跑到他身旁。
And I go to his bedside.
他就隔着那个氧气罩。
He had a mask for the oxygen.
他有话要跟我讲。
He had a word to say to me.
然后我马上就弯下去要听他讲话。
I kneel down my face toward him, and listen to him.
突然他讲一个我听不懂的话。
Suddenly he say something I don't understand.
他讲的是韩国话。
He's speaking Korean.
哎，我就觉得奇怪啊。
Then I say, wait a minute, what's going on?
结果再一看，他不是我爸。
They look strictly, oh my goodness, it's not my father at all.
原来我跑出去的时候，他们把我爸爸。踢到旁其他地方去照 MRI 了。
When I was outside eating, they changed my take my father out and move him to the MRI.
结果这时候推了另一个病人进来。
So move another patient in there.
结果我认为最有把握的这一次，我知道我是谁。这一次结果搞错了。
At that moment, I was so sure of myself. Who am I? At that moment, I'm wrong too.
我想我不单单把我自己搞错，说我是谁。
Not only that, I wrong about who am I.
我想他听到他也吓坏了。
And then even the person hear it, it would be scared to death.
他想我病危快死了，我现在推到这个紧急病房。
So that person would think I'm almost dying, and now become in the emergency room.
居然多了一个中国儿子。
Suddenly, I'm having a Chinese son coming.
他可能吓坏了，他搞不清他自己是谁。
He would be so scared and say, "Who am I?" too, asking himself.
我后来才了解他为什么一直招手。
I know, now I know why he waving his hand.
我想他要跟护士说不是不是他不是我。
He's waving hands and saying, it's not me, this is not my son, no.
我突然被提醒一件事情。
One thing, then I find out one thing.
我必须知道我是谁。
Yeah, I have to know who am I.
不单单对自己很重要。
Not only to myself is important.
因为我周围的人也必须要知道我是谁。
Because it also important to other people surround me.
对他们也很重要。
To them is important.
当我们知道我们自己是谁，跟我们所应在的地位的时候
，When we know who am I and then what position we stand, we are.
我们活的这一刻跟下一刻才有意义。
So it will be much more meaningful for now we living now and then also later on.
只有知道我是谁的时候
，Once you know who am I,
我们才能对我们的人生有意义的有一个计划，不是吗？
So we can have plan for our life, we have meaningful life.
如果我们不知道我是谁
If we don't know who am I,
我怎么计划我以后的人生呢
How can you plan your life in the later on?
因为我如果不知道我是谁的话
If we don't know who you are,
我将来的人生是人家帮我计划，是世界帮我安排的
Because the future we plan by other people and planned by the world.
我们永远就在外界的影响底下飘忽不定。
We will be erratic and then we will be affected by the surrounding, the world.
我们对人生就没有定向，而经常患得患失。
So we don't have a purpose in our life, and it seems like lose come and goes, and things come and goes.
今天我们必须要来看一段经文。
First, we have to look at one of the passage.
这一段经文是出自于罗马书一开头的几句话。
It's come from the Roman, book of Rome.
罗马书是怎么一本书呢？
And what kind of book is a book of Rome?
罗马书是使徒保罗写信给一个地方，一个教会的一封书信。那个教会就在罗马。
This is actually a book that Paul wrote to a church in Rome.
他写了这封信给那里的教会。
He wrote this letter to the people in Rome, to the brothers and sisters in Rome.
许多读过罗马书的人都知道，罗马书是整本圣经中几乎是把圣经阐明的最清楚的一卷卷书。
Well, everybody who read the book of Rome, will understand that this book is a lot of really good explanation about gospel.
可以说是新约当中的宝藏。
This is a treasure among the New Testament.
而罗马书与其他保罗写给其他教会书信最不同的其中有一点。
There's one point that is quite different from all other books that Paul wrote.
就是罗马教会实际上根本不认识保罗是谁。
But one thing is that the church in Rome does not even know who Paul is.
在罗马教会的带领人和罗马教会里面大部分的成员根本从来就没见过保罗。
A lot of leaders at that time did not even know or did not even see Paul.
保罗之前也从来没有去过罗马教会。
And Paul never been into Rome at that time.
好，现在是一个陌生人写信给一个教会。
It's like a stranger writing a letter to a church.
那这个罗马教会凭什么要读这封信呢？
So what's the point that the church of Rome will read this letter?
凭什么要去读甚至顺服一个陌生人写来给教会的信？
What can they rely on that we were saying that we should read this letter and also follow the doctrine?
大家可以想象今天主爱之家突然收到一封信是某一个地方，也许美国中部或欧洲的人寄来一封信。
Well, imagine in the Church of Christ's Love, and suddenly receive a letter from somewhere in the Midwest.
我凭什么要念给大家听，然后公布出来呢
？So what reason I would read to every one of you, and then I also put it up?
而且根据当时的状况
，and according to that at that time condition at that time.
保罗根本不是耶稣所差派的十二个使徒之一。
And also, Paul is not one of the disciples that sent by Christ.
当耶稣在地上服事的时候，保罗从来没有跟随过耶稣，以及听过他讲道。
And during the time when Christ's ministry of Christ, Paul never followed Christ or let's hear his sermon.
那保罗有什么资格去教导一个教会呢
？So what qualification does Paul have to teach another church?
那保罗应该如何自我介绍，把自己介绍给这个陌生的教会呢
？So how does Paul introduce himself to this church who is stranger to him?
你想想看，他应该怎么样写，才会让他底下写的内容？对教会有影响、有分量呢
？What do you think that he should write, that would be affect the church, in church in Rome?
然后让教会的里面的人知道，他写信的内容实际上是一个宝藏。
So that let them know that what he wrote is actually treasure. They found that what he wrote is actually treasure.
当我们这样子了解的时候，我们现在再来看。罗马书第一章第一节。
So with this understanding, let's take a look at again, the first chapter in Rome.
他说：“我是保罗。”
He's saying that I'm Paul,
基督的仆人
，a servant of Christ Jesus,
奉召为使徒
，called to be apostle,
特派传神的福音
，set apart for the gospel of God.
这福音是神从前借着众先知在圣经上所应许的。
This gospel is he promised beforehand through his prophet in the Holy Scripture.
论到他儿子我主基督耶稣按肉体说是从大卫后裔生的。
Regarding his son, who as to his earthly life was a descendant of David.
按圣善的灵说是从死里复活。
And through the spirit of holiness was appointed the son of God.
以大能显明是神的儿子。
In power by resurrection.
我们从他受了恩惠并使徒的职分在万国中叫人为他的名信服真道。
Through him we receive grace and apostleship to call all the Gentiles to obedience that come from faith.
其中你们这蒙召属耶稣基督的人。
And you also among those who are called to belong to Jesus Christ.
我写信给你们在罗马为神所爱奉召做圣徒的众人。
To all in Rome who are loved by God and called it to be seen.
愿恩惠平安从我们的父神并主耶稣基督归于你们。
Grace and peace to you from God, our Father, and from our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们在这边看见保罗怎么样介绍他自己。
Let's take a look at how does Paul introduce himself.
实际上我们这样子看的时候我们很难体会这其中的意义。
We just look at this and we don't difficult to comprehend the inner meaning in the passage.
要更能了解保罗他怎么样介绍自己。
You have to understand how Paul introduced himself.
我们必须要对保罗他自身的背景有一定要有一定的了解。
We have to understand his background.
实际上保罗原来是一个藐视并且迫害基督徒的人。
And actually, Paul is a person who was really persecuted all the Christians at that time.
他是一个正统的犹太人。
He is a traditional Jewish.
不单单是正统的犹太人。
He is not only a traditional Jew, but also.
他还能很自豪地跟别人说他是便雅悯支派的人。
He can tell people that he proudly tell people that I belong to the tribe of Benjamin.
他自己曾写信给腓立比教会，他在腓立比书三章第五节这么说。
And he also said one time, I'm sorry, he also wrote a letter to Philippine.
Philippi, the church in Philippi.
The church in Philippi.
他说我第八天受割礼，我是以色列族。
And the eighth day I was circumcised, I was belong to Benjamin.
我是便雅悯支派，是希伯来人所生的希伯来人。
I'm a Jew among the Jews.
Hebrew among the Hebrew.
Hebrew among the Hebrew.
就律法说我是法利赛人。
According to the law, I'm a Pharisee.
他介绍自己到一个地步。
He introduced himself in such a way.
他说我不单单是犹太人。
Not only that I'm a Jewish person, Jewish.
我还是希伯来人。
I'm a Hebrew.
就好像说我是传统当中的传统。
I'm saying that I'm a tradition.Among tradition, I'm the hardcore tradition person.
我们这样一听还没有什么觉得大不了。
We hear it, we don't feel like this is not much a big deal.
但是要知道，在保罗的时代，以色列国已经亡国数百年了。
But you have to understand that at that moment, the country of Israel is no longer exists for many years.
整个国家经历数度的兵荒马乱和流离失所。
There was a lot of fighting, a lot of war, and at that moment,
以色列民分布在世界的各地。
The Israel was scattered among the world.
这每一个家庭能够保持纯正的以色列血统，已经是不得了的事了。
It is difficult for each family to retain the tradition of being a Jewish person.
而保罗家居然还能确认自己是属于以色列十二支派中的便雅悯支派。
And look at Paul, he even proudly saying that I'm a Benjamin I'm in the tribe of Benjamin.
这个就代表他们的家族的家谱至少维持了四十到五十代没有断过。
So you can recognize this, he would have this knowledge.For 40 and 50 years generation, that this tribe, he understand where he come from.
我请问大家一下，你们家里有没有家谱啊？
Do you have your genealogy at home?
你能维持四代五代不错了。
You can have maintain 4 or 5 generation genealogy record is really nice already.
保罗他家维持了至少40代。
the genealogy record of Paul can maintain is of around 40 generations.
在犹太人中加犹太人中他家是了不起的。
In among the Hebrews, he is really number one.
不单如此
，Not only that.
他在《使徒行传》二十二章三二到五节这边说。
In Acts chapter 22, it says this one.
他对别人说：“我生在加利基基利家的大树。
”I'm born in Tarsus.
我现在，然后我在这个城里长大，就是耶路撒冷城。
He brought up in this city, that means the city of Jerusalem.
在加玛列的门下。
Under the Gamaliel.
按着我祖宗严谨的律法受教。
I was fully trained in the law of our father.
就是保罗说，他说我是生在大树的。
Basically, is that Paul saying that I'm born in Tarsus.
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 那大树就在哪里呢
？Where is Tarsus？
那个时候在希腊文化鼎盛的情况底下
，At that moment, because influence of Greeks，
那个时候有三个地方是有三个城市都有著名鼎盛的大学。
At that moment in time, there's three city had really famous
university.
University.
大树就是其中一个。
One of Tarsus is one of them.
那是一个有深度文化水准的地方。
Is have a lot of civilization and culture.
不单单保罗在那边出生。
Not only he was born there.
结果当他还年轻的时候
，when he was young,
便有资格被送到耶路撒冷，跟非常当时非常有名气的一个老师叫加玛列底下来学习。
So when he was young, he was sent to Jerusalem and was trained up under.Famous teacher, rabbi at that time called Gamaliel.
那个时候在耶路撒冷底下有两个非常著名的神学院。
At that moment, in Jerusalem, there are two great teaching
theology
school.
那个时候其中的一个名校就是由加玛列所主持的。
So one of the famous school that teaching.Under the name of Gamaliel.
这样的背景跟成就就好像今天中国大陆里面的天才般的第一名。
This kind of things is just like a person who is in the number one in the head of class in China.
就好像在台湾里面天才跳级之后结果他联考的时候还是榜首。
It's like the person who is the number one in the class and then even up to theCouple of examination, he would be top of the maybe the country.
就好像在美国来说，你的小孩才刚刚进初中不久，就被学校选出来送到耶鲁大学，跟一个得诺贝尔奖金的学者去学习。
Just like a person that soon after they finishing high school, he was picked to go to Yale and under a Nobel Prize winner professor to.Who would teach him about laws?
结果不单单如此，他年纪轻轻，当他学习一段时间的时候
，Not only that, after a while, when he learns for a few years,
他就有资格成为当时的情况底下一个非常特殊资格的一个人物，叫法利赛人。
He will be after a few years of studying, he become a really qualified to become of.Calling the one of the Pharisees,
也就是当时社会就像我们今天所谓的立法委员。
It's like that nowadays society become a congressman.
法利赛人是怎么样的人呢
？What kind of people is a Pharisee?
他们实际上是一群非常熟悉旧约，并且致力于解释摩西律法的学者。
They really commit themselves to the Old Testament and know how to explain the Old Testament.
他们有相当高的道德标准。
He has really high standard of morality.
他们对自我的要求也非常的严格。
They demand a lot of to toward themselves.
是犹太人所敬仰的对象。
It's a lot of people in Israel to look up to.
因为他们的工作乃是解释旧约圣经，然后把旧约圣经的原则先取出来。
Because their job is to how to explain about the Old Testament and then extract the Old Testament become a law and rule.
然后转换成今天社会可以有应用的一些标准。
So in term and turn and change the law and the, from the Bible from the Old Testament into the rules that they follow in the daily life.
教导以色列民照着这样子做，以讨神的喜悦。
So that teach the Israelite to follow these rules, and then so that you can,
find please God,
peace in God.
那严谨到怎么样一个地步呢？
So until what extent does it become?
我举一个例子。
Let me give you an example.
因为在旧约说我们必须要十一奉献，也就是说我们所得到的十分之一，我们必须要献给神。
So in the Old Testament, talk about tithing. That means one tenth of our income, we give it to God.
因此，他们所有能够得到的东西，他们都认为说十分之一要应该要归给神。
So all the what they receive, one tenth, they give it to back to God.
包括他们吃的东西
，including what they eat.
好，现在问题来了。
So problem comes.
如果今天有人请你吃饭
，So one day someone invite you for dinner.
他现在给你吃的东西或者用的调味料是无法用十分之一分出来的。
So today is give you the meal and then can is no way that you can take out one tenth of it from what you're eating.
那怎么办
？What should you do?
你不是应该十一奉献吗？
Don't you have to do a give one tenth to God?
对法利赛人说，只要你没有办法把食物分成十分之一的，你就不能碰，这不洁净。
So that's what to them is that once you eat the portion, you cannot divide to ten part and give one part to God. Then with that that meal, that dish, they would not touch it.
那很自然的，他就跟其他人分开了。
So one quite naturally, he would separate from others.
所以法利赛人也是一个分别主义的人，他们觉得他们自己要分别为圣。
So is a Pharisee is actually feel that they are separate from separatism, the idea of separatism, they separate from others.
根据学者发现
，According to theologian,
当时社会有资格能够成为法利赛人的人数不过是六千个人。
At that moment, the people who can become a Pharisee is about 6,000.
结果。保罗年纪轻轻就成为法利赛人。
So Paul at that young age became a Pharisee.
他的背景跟学识在犹太人当中是不得了的上层人物。
So his background is and his education is really number one among them.
The elite.
Is one of the elite.
而在非犹太人当中，他也是佼佼者。
Even among the Gentile, he is quite elite.
因为他一出生，他说他一出生就是罗马公民。
Because when he born, he become a Roman citizen.
罗马公民的意义跟我们所谓知道的美国公民是不一样的。
The Roman citizen, the concept of Roman citizen to us is quite different. It's not same as a United States citizen.
我们以为一在美国出生，我们就是美国公民了。
So you think that when you're born in the United States, you will become a United States citizen.
在罗马帝国底下，你在罗马帝国底下出生，你还不是罗马公民。
So actually, if you're born in the territory of Rome, you may not be a Roman citizen.
那最初谁才可以成为罗马公民呢？
So in the beginning, who can become a Roman citizen?
最初的时候，只有在罗马城的人才能成为罗马公民。
In the beginning, the only people who live in the city of Rome can become the Roman citizen.
连你在意大利出生，你都不是罗马公民。
Even you born in Italy, you will not become Roman citizen.
当罗马帝国扩张的时候
，So when the expansion of Rome.
在意大利出生的才慢慢也能接纳为成为罗马公民。
And slowly, but even when you're born in Italy, you will become a citizen of Rome.
当罗马帝国统治许多邦国的时候
，When the Empire Rome expand and then control a lot of country,
只有一些特殊的官员
，So only certain official,
还有对罗马帝国有功的人。
And who have done a lot to the Rome Empire of Rome?
他们才有殊荣能够成为罗马公民。
Then they can able to become a Roman citizen.
当时罗马帝国把人分成至少有五个阶级。
At that moment, then there's a five different class in within the Roman society.
第一等阶级就是罗马的男公民。
The first one is the man in Rome who's a citizen there.
他有投票权。
He can able to vote.
他有选举权。
He can cast a ballot and he can.
他也可以被选。
He can be nominated.
他也可以跟别人立条约。
He can have a treaty with other people.
而且他有权不会因为他自己破产债务的缘故会。可以被卖成为奴隶，他不可以成为奴隶的。
So even though when they are the bankrupt, they would not be able, they cannot sell themselves become a slave. They have that authority not to let them become a slave.
而且他不可以被鞭打。
And they cannot be whipped.
他有权利去告别人。
They can sue somebody.
他也有权利被人家从法庭来告他。
They also may be
right to be sued.
Right to be sued by others.
这个是很了不得的事情。
This is quite something.
就是别人如果对你有意见，他不能处私刑，他一定要经过法庭才能告你。
Because if someone has something wrong with you, don't like you, and then they cannot do anything except go through the law and legally.
而且罗马男公民他底下所有一切的产业是被。政府所保护的。
And also that the male Roman citizen, their property are protected by the Roman government.
那接下第二等人是哪？谁
？Was the second class of citizen?
然后就是罗马的女公民了。
That would be the female Roman citizen.
然后再接下来就是所谓的地方公民。
The next one would be Klein State citizen.
就是说如果罗马帝国统治的那个地方那个原来是由其他国家原所在地的话
It's a country that the Rome Empire colonized is actually controlled by other country before
这些人他没有这些在里面的人他没有像罗马公民那样的同等的权利
These people don't have the same equal right as the Roman citizen.
他们的权力最高只有到地方政府的状态。
The most they can do is that they become a Roman local government right at that moment.
然后接下来再下一等层就是所谓的奴隶了。
So the next level is the slave.
那奴隶他是完全受制于他的主人的。
The slave is all bound to the master.
他没有任何的权利的。
There's no right for them.
一切都要听主人的。
Everything they have to listen to the master.
而这些奴隶，他到最后他也可以自我赎身出来。
This the slave can be able to redeem themselves.
那当他赎身出来的时候，他不属于任何的公民，他只能所谓变成所谓的自由人。
Once they redeem themselves, they not belong to any citizen, become a citizen or anywhere, but only saying that they are free men.
那保罗是怎么样的人呢
？So who is Paul?
保罗是一出生他就是罗马公民。
Paul once he born he become a Roman citizen.
就是说保罗的父母他们就是罗马公民了。
That means they the Paul parents are Roman citizens.
他们一家包括保罗是最受保护而且最能自主最自由的上等人。
He himself is most protected his family and also they're the elites.
因为他是罗马公民
，because he is a Roman citizen，
他又住在大树
，he is living Tarsus，
然后他又是犹太人里面的法利赛人
，he is a Pharisee in the Israel，
所以保罗熟悉拉丁文化、希腊文化跟犹太文化
，so he understand the Greeks culture Greek the
Latin
and also the Hebrews。
所以他不论面对怎么样背景的人
so it doesn't matter what he faced,
他都有一个傲人的履历表
He had a stunning profile
Red,、yeah. 那当他在遇到耶稣之前
So when before he met Jesus Christ
他凭着自己得天独厚的背景
Because of his great background
以及他自身的努力
Because of his striving, his hard working.
他在世人的眼中真是得天独厚的。
He's among the others people. He's one of the gifted one, and then.
今天我们可以说这样的男人真是黄金单身汉。
Then we can look at this this kind of people is like a oh god single.Golden single, single royalty.
是每一个人都羡慕的。
A lot of people would like to be in this place.
但是很奇怪，当他把自己介绍给罗马教会的时候，第一句话他说什么？
But really surprising, when he first talked, introduced himself, the first phrase he's saying is what?
他说我是耶稣基督的仆人。
He said that I'm a servant of Jesus Christ.
实际上照原文的翻译
，But actually according to the original language,
应该是我是耶稣基督的奴隶。
They're actually saying is that I'm the bond servants of slave servants of Jesus Christ.
怎么一个人人羡慕的罗马公民
？Is such a person who will look up by everybody?
会甘愿跟别人说我是某人的奴隶呢
？And willing to call himself among others, saying that I'm the servants.
不是应该每个奴隶都梦寐以求能够成为自由人吗
？As if all the slave would like to become a free man.
保罗在这边要跟罗马教会表达什么信息呢
？What kind of message did Paul try to send to the church in Rome？
而今天我们读他书信的人，我们读了之后，保罗正在跟我们说什么呢
？So what did he say meaning to us when we read all these letters？
保罗在说耶稣基督的仆人是我，我是保罗。
Paul said that I'm the slave servant of Jesus Christ, me, Paul.
我是耶稣基督的。
I belong to Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督是我的主人。
Jesus Christ is my master.
我既然是耶稣基督的，我就在耶稣基督里面。
I belong to Jesus Christ, so I'm in Jesus Christ.
今天我们活在21世纪。
Nowadays we are in the 21st century.
所有的学校媒体都在跟我们说，我们要相信自己。
Every teaching in the school saying that we should believe in ourselves.
我们应该要自主。
We have to self motivated.
是的，相信自己可以真的让某一些人能够发挥潜能。
True. Believing yourself can take up a lot of the potential in oneself.
但是多少时候你一味的相信自己，只是让自己自大吧
？But sometimes we believe ourselves to make boast ourselves up.
这个谎言已经欺骗了美国四十年。
This kind of lie is been lying to the to people who live in the United States for 40
in the school.
In the school.
结果今天美国的学生
，at the end of it, the student in the nowadays.Nowadays,
当他们对跟国际上有任何数学跟自然科学的竞赛的时候
，so during the math competition among other countries,
结果他们总是最后一名。
We find that they are always the last one.
但是问全世界每一个国家，你认为你最信心，你最棒吗
？So to among the other people, do you think that you are good? You're number one?
结果每个学生都说我最棒
，and then all the students in the United States say I'm the greatest.
结果成绩最大，但是我觉得我最棒。
But their grade is the lowest, but they feel like they're the greatest.
结果现在经济不好
，so nowadays the economic downturn.
大家觉得奇怪，为什么美国学生没有经济没有竞争力呢
？So we can see that how come there's American student have don't have an edge.
原因很简单嘛。
It's really simple.
因为我们太相信自己。
We too believe in ourselves.
保罗也是一样。
Paul is like that.
他过去不相信耶稣的。
In the past, he don't believe in he don't believe.
他是完全信靠自己的。
He all rely on himself.
社会上的人也认为他真是有资格去和能力来去相信自己。
Or everybody thinks that they have a qualification to believe themselves.
他读的神学能够高等到法利赛人的水准。
He studied the theology in such a point that up to the become a Pharisee.
然后他从他的学问里面，他发现到一件事情。
But through his knowledge and education, he would learn one thing.
他认为一个弥赛亚是不可能被钉十字架的。
He believed in a Messiah cannot be crucified on the cross.
未信主以前的保罗。
The Paul have not been believed Jesus Christ before.
他迫害基督徒。
He was persecuting Christian.
他反对基督教。
He opposite of the Christianity.
他反对的不见得是耶稣的教导或耶稣这个人的本身。
Sorry.
He is not really opposed. The teaching of Jesus will go against Jesus as a person. 而是他不能接受有人会信奉一个被钉十字架的耶稣为基督。
There's this thing that he cannot take it. The people, how can you believe in Jesus Christ that who nailed on the cross?
因为钉十字架是羞辱的。
Because it's a humiliation, being nailed on the cross.
而且耶稣不但被钉了，不但死了，而且死在十字架底下。
Not only that he was crucified, he died on the cross.
这是罗马帝国惩治最下等人的一种酷刑。
It's a way the Roman Empire to punish the lower class people.
他主要的目的不单单要那个人死。
Not only that he wanted that person to die, the Roman government.
主要的目的是要羞辱他。
The most important is to humiliate him.
而根据摩西五经上面的记载
，and also according to the five books of Moses，
如果一个人死，而且他死是挂在木头上的话
，if someone die and someone die and hanging on the cross，
他是被咒诅的，是被神咒诅的。
He is cursed by God.
如果保罗想，如果有人信奉这样的基督的话
，if someone believe in such a Christ。
那就是亵渎耶和华和以色列民对以色列民的应许。
It's actually a blasphemy to the Israelite.
我们所盼望的一个救主，一个救世主，怎么可能被羞辱
？How can we the person we save we looking for it would be humiliated like this?
你如果相信他，你就是羞辱我们的神耶和华了。
If you believe in Jesus Christ, then you are blasphemy to our Jehovah God.
保罗说，这样的信仰绝对不能扩大。
This kind of belief cannot be expanded.
于是保罗凭着自己的学问和地位跟血气，他就开了一个先例。
So Paul using his own effort and his flesh, and starting this movement.
他不但带了很多的人去跟他一起去逮捕基督徒。
He not only that he go get a lot of people to capture a lot of Jewish Christians.
开了一个先例，他杀了基督徒。
He only also start a new frontier is to kill the Christian.
杀了第一个殉道者。
Kill the first Christian.
以前基督徒最多被迫害，被关到牢里吧。
The Moses that at the past before this happening, the Christian maybe just been beaten and jailed.
但是他开了一个先例。
But he opened up a first incident.
大家一看，哎呀，罗马公民、法利赛人，居然可以带人，可以因为宗教杀死一个基督徒。
So you can see that this kind of Jewish person, Hebrew Pharisee, and also a citizen of Roman can able to do and kill somebody that opposite.
先例一开，底下人也可以照着做。
When you had this incident, and everybody would follow.
自此，无数的基督徒开始性命也遭受了威胁。
And because of this, a lot of Christians be having a would be in danger.
保罗身为犹太人中的犹太人，他相信他自己对圣经的了解。
Paul, he was a Hebrew of Hebrew, believe in his belief, understand his belief in the Bible.
他觉得只有。他只有他自己最了解神的计划。
He believed that he alone that understand God's will.
只有他最了解十字架的含义。
He only knows about the meaning of the cross.
结果他自己的骄傲成为他最令他羞愧的地方。
But what he believed the most is become his shame.
当他遇到复活的耶稣的时候
，When he facing the resurrected Christ，
他才看到自己的罪。
He sees himself.
他才看见神的公义。
He sees God's righteousness.
他突然了解十字架是怎么一回事。
He understands what's the meaning of the cross.
他突然了解那个十字架被钉应该是他自己啊。
He now understands that the cross, whoever nailed the cross actually is himself should be nailed on the cross.
当耶稣钉在十字架上的时候
，When Jesus Christ nailed on the cross,
原来是为他保罗所钉啊。
It's because of for Paul himself to nail on the cross.
所以现在保罗亲身体验到一件事情。
So Paul realized one thing.
他只要不在耶稣基督里的话
，If he's not in Jesus Christ,
他就会凭着自己的血气、自己的聪明
，He will use his own flesh and his own wisdom.
他就会犯罪
，He will sin.
他自己以为高尚正义，有思想，有行动。
He would be feel that he is elite and he able to do all this.
但是他正在做一件伤害自己跟伤害别人的事，他却不知道。
He actually didn't realize that he actually hurting himself and hurting others.
保罗在犹太人当中也许是看为极为成功的人。
Among the Jewish people, Paul actually really is very successful.
但是一面对神的公义，他却是一个大罪人。
But facing God's righteousness, actually he is a sinner.
但是甚至如此，他也白白的被耶稣所接纳。
But even though it is said he was accepted fully by Jesus Christ.
保罗知道一件事情，他再也不能相信自己。
Once he knows about this, he cannot believe himself.
他也不能再靠自己。
He cannot rely on himself.
他不能根据着世界的价值观来活。
He cannot rely on the worldly value system.
这越相信自己，到最后可能越让自己失望。
The more you believe himself, the more hope become disappointed him. He become.
很多时候，我们认为我们在社会上是非常成功的。
A lot of time we believe ourselves we are successful in this society.
我们的认知、我们的学问、我们的哲学，也许是非常深奥的。
Maybe our knowledge, our degrees are really great.
但是殊不知，我们正在伤害周遭的人，我们自己的家庭跟我们自己，我们不知道。
Long behold, we may be hurting ourselves and other people.
保罗在罗马公民的自由权利底下
，through the freedom of being a Roman citizen，
在法利赛人的光环当中
，be the in the glory of a Pharisee，
他靠着自身的条件得到无比的自主权。
Because of this this status, he got a lot of freedom.
他去做出了一个极度疯狂愚昧的事情。
He do something stupid and crazy.
保罗说：“我现在是耶稣的。”
And yet Paul now saying that I'm belong to Jesus Christ.
我是受他约束的。
I'm constrained by him.
他是我的主人。
He is my master.
耶稣是我的主。
Yeah, he is my Lord.
我是在他的保护底下。
I'm under his protection.
我今天不是罗马公民。
Today and nowadays, I'm not a Roman citizen.
我是属于耶稣基督的。
I belong to Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督的保护超过罗马公民的权力的保护。
The protection from Jesus Christ is all more exceeds the protection from being a Roman citizen.
我在耶稣基督里的自由超过罗马公民的自由。
The freedom in Jesus Christ is exceed the freedom from being a Roman citizen.
我在基督里对真理的认知远远超过法利赛人的学问。
The understanding and true knowledge in Jesus Christ is way exceeding the knowledge of the Pharisees.
我在耶稣基督里得到的满足感远超过我今天在世界上一切的成就。
The satisfaction within in Jesus Christ will exceed all other great things I did on this earth.
超过一切我过去觉得值得骄傲的事情。
Through all the even exceeds all the things I'm so proud of.
保罗在跟我们说什么呢
？What is Paul trying to say to us?
他说我们应该是要在基督里的。
He Paul saying that we should be in Jesus Christ.
我们要在他里面。如果不在他里面的话
，We have to put ourselves in Jesus Christ.
我们就是属于世俗的，属于世界。
If we don't put ourselves in Jesus Christ, we will belong to the world.
我们就是属于自己的，属于撒旦。
We belong to ourselves and belong to Satan.
是有罪的，是无知的。
We are naive and a sinner.
是得罪神的，是不值得一提的，是羞愧的。
We are shameful. We did wrong to God.
当我们在耶稣基督的约束里面的时候
，We are in the constraint of Jesus Christ.
却又是无比的自由。
But yet we will have a lot of exceeding freedom.
我们就会问，我们在耶稣基督里怎么会得到自由呢
？So we ask, how do we have freedom within Jesus Christ?
让我想到前几年，在巴西有一个很大的耶稣像被雷打。
Remind me, a few years ago in Brazil, there is a big lightning
to the statue of Jesus Redeemer.
To the statue of Jesus Redeemer in Brazil.
我们其中有几位，我们短宣的时候有到巴西去看了这个大的雕像。
Some of us may went to Brazil to see this statue.
我们在底下看的时候都有一种敬畏感，因为那个雕像实在太大。
That gives us awesomeness when we see this such a statue.
但是我一看的时候，我就想，哇，那要去修理，这要怎么修啊
？So my thought is what happened when we have to repair this such a statue?
结果前几年打雷的时候，刚好打到那个耶稣雕像的手。
So really, a few years ago, there was lightning and then struck the hands of this statue.
哇，大家可以看，刚好把手指打坏了。
You can see that the finger was broken because of the lightning.
但是你怎么去修呢
？So how can you fix it?
哦，他们派人上去修。
So they send people up there to fix it.
恐怖吧
？Are you worried at that time? Are you scared?
你知道那个雕像多大吗？
Do you know how big is that statue?
你知道上面的风多大吗
？You know how windy is there up there?
他们上去了。
Then when they go up there,
怎么上
？How do you climb up?
他们为什么敢上
？Why they willing and not afraid to go up there?
因为他们被一个东西所约束住。
Because they are constrained by a harness.
这个安全的吊带保护了他们。
This harness is protect them from falling.
他们好像被约束了。
Even seems like they are constrained.
但是却有极大的自由。
But yet they have a lot of freedom.
他们可以跑到很高的地方做他们应当做的事情。
They can climb up really high places and do the thing they need to do.
保罗说，这个就是在基督里。
So Paul saying, this is what is in Christ.
保罗接下来他说。我不但在基督里，而且我是耶稣基督的仆人。
Not only I'm in Christ, but I also am a slave servant of Christ.
他说我是耶稣基督的奴隶。
I'm his slave.
在保罗的时代，什么是奴隶呢
？So in the time of Paul, what is the meaning of being a slave?
就是说，这个人是完全属于主人的。
Being they're saying that being slave that you all totally belong to the master.
包括身体。包括时间
，because including your body and your time.
啊，不单单如此
，not only that，
我的配偶也是主人。
Even my spouse is belong to the master.
哎，还不单单如此
，not only that，
我的小孩也是主人。
My children will belong to the master.
所以，一个孩子如果生于生下来，他爸爸妈妈是奴隶，他也是奴隶。
So when a child born, the parents are slave. The child will also be a slave.
那个奴隶都是主人的产业。
They all belong to the property of the master.
一个奴隶怎么样可以成为自由人呢
？So how did a slave become a free man?
我刚刚前面提过，他们有办法的。
So I talk about before. There's a way to do it in the time of Paul.
他可以自己存钱。
They can save money themselves.
或者他的亲戚帮他存钱，然后当他到三十岁的时候把他赎回来。
So maybe their relative can save the money, and then when they reach 30 years old, they can redeem him.
怎么样的赎法呢
？How do you redeem it?
不是直接把钱给那个奴隶的主人。
But it's not giving the money to the master.
而是把这个钱。送到庙里面的一个祭司
，and actually give the money to one of the priests in the temple.
然后这个祭司再拿这个钱跑到主人那边，把钱给他，把这个人赎出来。
And the priest in the temple go to give the money to the master so that they redeem that person.
为什么要经由这一个转手
？Why are you going to go through all this trouble?
这是一个象征性的意思。
This is to symbolize something.
就是说，这个人今天得赎，乃是庙里面的神明把他赎回来的。
So it's representing that this person were able to redeem, become a free man, is because the God in the temple.
原来这个人是属于这个主人的。
The person actually belonged to that master.
但是他今天一被赎的时候，他是属于这个神明。
So once he been redeemed, he belonged to that God in the temple.
所以大家有这个背景，大家读保罗的书信，你就开始了解保罗正在陈述什么东西。
So once you have this background, you understand what the Paul's talking about.
但是不见得每一个奴隶都想被赎哦。
Not all the slave been redeemed.
因为如果遇到一个非常富有、非常好的主人的时候
，So once you have a master really wealthy and really good master.
这个奴隶有可能可以上学。
This slave is able to go to school.
有可能被锻炼，经历不同做不同的生意。
Will be trained to do different business.
而且他还会被主人保护。
He will be protected by the master.
实际上，他在这个主人底下，他享有更大的自由。
And actually, within this master, he will have a greater freedom.
而且他有更多的机会。
He will have greater opportunity.
他有更多不同在不同的层面能够成长。
In different level, he will be growth.
在这种底下，一个仆人他是不愿意离开他的主人。
In that condition, in that environment, a slave would not want to leave his master.
保罗说他是耶稣基督的奴隶。
Paul saying that he is the servant of Jesus Christ.
虽然外表上他是罗马公民
，even though on the outside he is a Roman citizen，
有高等的自主权跟尊严
，he had his own dignity and his freedom。
但是他知道乃是耶稣花了极大的代价救赎了他的灵魂。
But he knows that Jesus Christ have put a
to save his soul,
put
up a great price to save his soul.
In此
保罗心甘情愿地做耶稣的仆人。
So that's why the Paul willing to become his servant.
他心甘情愿地让自己成为耶稣的产业。
He willing to become a property of Jesus Christ.
他的身体是耶稣的。
His body is belong to Jesus Christ.
时间是耶稣的。
Time belong to Jesus Christ.
世界上的名望不再拥有保罗了。
All the worldly things would not be only possess Paul.
保罗也不再拥有自己的身体跟时间了。
Paul no longer possess his own body and time.
也就是说，保罗把自己当做一个祭物放在祭坛上给耶稣了。
Is then another way of saying that Paul become a living sacrifice given to Jesus Christ?
因为这个心智。
Because it is hard.
所以当保罗传福音的时候，他甘愿受苦。
Because of this hard willingness, and Paul willing to suffer a lot during the time when he spread the gospel.
他甘愿被人家羞辱，被人家打。
He willing to be beaten by others and being humiliated by others.
他甘愿被下到监牢里面被藐视。
And he willing to go to the jail and be beaten there.
他被误会，他也无所谓。
He been misunderstood, but that's okay to him.
他正在跟罗马教会说。
He said to Church Rome,
你为什么你知道我为什么这个人活得无时无刻都在传福音吗？
Do you know why every minute of the time I was trying to spread the good news?
因为我是耶稣的奴隶。
Because I'm a bond, I'm slave servant of Jesus Christ.
我为什么可以吃苦呢？
Why can I we're able to suffer?
因为我是耶稣的奴隶。
Because I'm the slave servant of Jesus Christ.
我为什么可以冒着生命危险传福音呢？
Why I would risk my life to spread the gospel?
因为我是耶稣的奴隶。
Because I'm a slave servant of God.
我为什么知道主基督耶稣的心意呢？
How do I know the will of Jesus Christ?
因为我是他的奴隶。
Because I'm his slave servant.
我为什么要关心一个我素不相识的教会呢？
Why would I care about a church that I don't even know?
我为什么会为教会流眼泪呢？
Why will I cry for a church?
因为我是主基督耶稣的奴隶。
Because I'm a slave servant of God.
他不但说他自己是耶稣的奴隶。
But I don't say that he is a slave servant of Jesus Christ.
他说我是耶稣的产业。
I'm his property.
既然我是耶稣的产业。
If that I'm his property.
他又是全能的。
He is almighty.
就没有人可以把他的产业从他的手中夺走。
So nobody can take away God's property from his hand.
我在他里面当他的产业，我就安心了。
If I become God's Jesus Christ's property, then my heart would be at ease because no one would take me away.
当保罗这样子介绍自己的时候
，Ben Paul introduced such a way.
他说不单单我是这样
，Not only I'm like that.
你们罗马教会也要一样。
Your people, brothers and sisters in Rome should be like that too.
因此，他在罗马书第十二章这样子说：“你们都要成为什么
？”So in the chapter 12 in Romans, what did Paul say?
你们都要成为活。
You be all
活祭
，become a living sacrifice.
这个活祭是献给耶稣的。
This living sacrifice is given to Jesus Christ.
我以前不是很了解这样的真理。
In the past, I don't understand such a this truth.
我后来才了解，了解这个真理是对我的一个好处。
Once I realized this truth is a benefit for me.
你知道以前我在教会侍奉的时候
，In the past I was serving in the church.
我侍奉累了，我会抱怨。
Once I retire and I would be bitter and I would be really bitter.
我只能那些羡慕那些很愿意为主付出很多的人。
I look up to a lot of the lot of the lot of
faithful servant.
Lot of faithful servants.
I envy them.
Envy them. A faithful servant willing to give their life.
但是当我付出多一点的时候
，But when I give out a little bit more,
我觉得好辛苦。
I was really tired. I got really I was suffering.
为什么我付出那么多
？Why I give out so much?
我却在这件事上不能有自己的意见。
In such a way, in certain things, I have no my own, no have no, I cannot have my own opinion on certain things.
为什么好像我的时间就不是时间
？Seems like my time is not time.
为什么其他人的时间都好像很宝贵
？The other people's time is really precious.
我忘了。
But I forgot one thing that
我是耶稣基督的。
I belong to Jesus Christ.I'm his slave servant.
我的时间是他的。
My time is his.
跟其他人没关系。
Then doesn't related to other people's.
为什么我要这样子带我的小孩
？Why I do such a way to lead my children?
为什么我小孩没有其他机会
？Why do other children have no other opportunity?
小孩是他的。
All children belong to him.
我是奴隶。
I'm the only slave.
神对任何其他人都有其他不同的计划。
God have a different plan for other people.
他只要我专心说我活得像一个奴隶就好了。
他 only want me to be concentrate on myself to become his slave.
一个奴隶没有什么好说话的。
One slave wouldn't have not much of his own.
没有奴隶跟主人讨价还价。
No bargaining with the master.
当我有这样认知的时候
，When I have such an understanding，
各位弟兄姊妹
，Brother and sister，
极大的自由
，Would be have a great I have increased amount of freedom。
我的假期
，My value，
My vacation，
假期 ，My vacation，
就是耶稣的假期
，Is God's vacation， Jesus Christ's vacation。
我的房子。
My house.
那就是耶稣的房子。
Is belong to Jesus.
我的车子就是耶稣的车子。
My car belong to Jesus Christ.
我的妻子就是耶稣赐给我的伴侣，也是奴隶。
Yeah, my spouse is given to me by Jesus Christ.
我的帽子，我的帽子，我的学历。
My education.
也是耶稣的。
Is belong to Jesus Christ.
我的孩子也是耶稣的。
My children belong to Jesus Christ.
这个才是真正的五子登科。This is true blessing.
This is true blessing.
耶稣会经由我们的献上。Through our offering to God, 他会让我们知道人生的真实的意义。
He will let us know what's the true meaning of our lives.
使我们所做的能够存到永恒。
So that our what we do is can pass on into eternity.
我希望是用下一次讲到的时间。
I wish that in the next time when we do my preaching,
来结束罗马书第一章第一节的下半部。
I would like to talk about the next part of the first chapter of Book of Rome.
而今天我与大家分享的是
，Today I will share with what I have shared with you。
你知道你是谁吗
？May I ask you, do you know who you are？
你如果知道你是谁
，If you know who you are，
你如果知道你是属于耶稣的
，If you know that you belong to Jesus Christ，
你就自由了
，You will have freedom。
你知道你是耶稣的仆人的话
，If you know you are Jesus Christ, the slave servant of Jesus Christ,
你就不患得患失了。
You don't feel like you're losing something.
你如果知道你是耶稣基督的仆人的话
，If you know the slave servant of Jesus Christ,
你就安全了。
You will feel safe.
你就可以跑到那个很大的雕像去，你都不怕。
You will go up to that great statue. You don't feel like you will fall down.
因为我们在耶稣基督里。
Because we are in Jesus Christ.
让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的耶稣。
Heavenly Father.
谢谢你救赎我们。
Thank you. You save us.
今天我们希望我们愿意都说。
Today we would like to say.
我们是属于你的。
We are belong to you.
我们在你的里面。
We are in you.
我们这样祷告是奉主基督耶稣的名。
We pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.